This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Ministry of Finance informs about positive macroeconomic indicators. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiora confirms 10% reduction in current budget size. Doctors confirm influenza spread in Sindhupalchok, not coronavirus. And Singapore evacuates 300 employees from the largest bank on suspicion of coronavirus. Now the news in detail. The country has been able to slightly reduce the trade deficit in the recent 6 months owing to the increase in export and decrease in imports. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiora said balance of payment was also strengthening. Minister Khatiora commitment on foreign and internal investment had also increased, adding that the overall financial system was in balance. He said the introduction of new laws and procedures had resulted in financial reforms. The minister, however, admitted that budget implementation was weaker as compared to last year. The revenue collection was also not as per the expectation because of the business persons were not yet to be accustomed to the new system. Making presentation on half-year budget review at the ministry yesterday, Minister Khatiora claimed that efforts made for 2 years had brought improvement in overall positive indicators of the country's economy. The Ministry of Health and Population has said that the government was on high alert over possible spread of coronavirus in areas where Nepalese to be rescued from Chinese cities were going to be quarantined. A statement issued by the ministry said efforts were on to provide security and surveillances at the areas where the Nepali returnees are to be kept in coordination with the ministries of Home, Defence, Foreign Affairs, Urban Development, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Nepal Army, Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force. Meanwhile, quarantine for the Nepali students being evacuated from coronavirus-hit Wuhan province of China is fully ready. The Department of Health under the Ministry of Health and Population shared this information organizing a press conference at Changgunarayan Municipality yesterday. The quarantine has been set up at the Training Center of Nepal Electricity Authority based at Khadipati of Bhaktapur. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Padma Kumari Auriel, has said that preparation to bring Nepali national home from China is at final phase. At a program organized by Trans-Himalayan Development Center in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Auriel urged all not to be misled by the rumors. She said the government had finalized the process of bringing Nepali nationals home from China in coordination with the Chinese government. Speaking at the same program, Chinese ambassador to Nepal Hu Yangqi said China had left no stones unturned to fight against coronavirus, expressing gratitude towards Nepalese for showing their solidarity. She also said that the number of infection had come down significantly and more than 5,000 people had returned home after getting the treatment. The viral infection that has gripped Gumbagaon in Sindhupalchok district is not coronavirus. Chief at the district health office, Durga Dutta Chapangai, said that they had been carrying out study from Tuesday and there was no chance of it being coronavirus as there was no presence and movement of anybody in the district from China. Health assistants working at the health centers of the rural municipality have been assigned and they have started carrying out treatment of the viral infection. Chapangai said that they had got information that out of those suffering from a viral infection, some of them have returned home after the treatment. He said that they had requested the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division TEKU to send a team soon for the check. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has dispatched a healthcare team to Gumbagaon of Sindhupalchok district in the wake of scores of local people complaining of common cold and fever. Ministry spokesperson Mahendra Prasad Shrestha said 5-member health team, including a medical doctor and a lab technician from the state public health laboratory, was attending the patients in the village. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो, हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न, म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है।
हस् हस् भाउजू।
ओए वाइफाई होला नि, पासवर्ड माग्न।
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि।
ए हो र,
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ADM News Bulletin. On to more news now. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for large voter turnouts in elections. The president suggested on increasing participation to the maximum number of voters in polls and making polling centres and booths voter-friendly and accessible to all. Receiving the annual report of the last year, the Election Commission, the President asked for making polling stations and booths friendly to senior citizens, people with disabilities, pregnant women and physically challenged people. The President also praised the Commission for playing a role in strengthening and institutionalizing democracy through the polls. On the occasion, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalya shared the status of formulation of integrated laws related to election, vacant post of election commissioners, clearance of areas, management of political parties, organizational structures of the commission at the district level and the need for election offices in line with the federal setups. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has said the proposed Madan Bhandari University of Science and Technology will function as an academic institution promoting science and technology-based education. During discussion over the bill to establish the university in a meeting of the Education and Health Parliamentary Committee, the education minister said the university to be established at Chitlang of Makwanpur would be different than other existing universities in the country. He further said the university would have advanced features and facilities so that it could compete with the world's leading universities. During the meeting, the lawmakers advised the government to rename it as Madan Asrit University. Nepali Congress lawmaker Gagan Thapa urged the minister to make the house clear about the nature of the university and its education system. Likewise, Communist Party lawmaker Khagaraj Adhikari said the university aimed for promoting the technical education should not include other subjects. Committee President Jaipuri Gharti apprised the meeting that the bill would be endorsed with amendments based on feedback from experts following the close-wise deliberations. The Secretary of Ministry of Home Affairs conferred insignia to newly appointed Inspector General of Police, Thakur Prasad Gewali, yesterday. At a program organized at the Home Ministry, Home Secretary Maheshwar Nupane conferred the insignia on IGP Gewali. A cabinet meeting held on Tuesday had promoted Gewali to the IGP post effective from yesterday. Meanwhile, extending best wishes to newly appointed Inspector General of Nepal Police, Thakur Prasad Gewali, who arrived at Home Ministry following the assumption of the office. Home Minister Thapa said that though he had a short stint, he could still contribute a lot. Home Minister also assured that the Home Ministry would provide cooperation to sort out any kind of problems. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Around 300 employees have been evacuated from Singapore's biggest bank, the DBS Bank, after one person fell ill with the new coronavirus. All 300 had been working on the same floor and were sent home. Singapore had previously reported 47 cases of the new virus, one of the highest tallies outside China. The overall number of the infection is more than 44,000 on mainland China, with cases in more than 20 countries. 1,100 people have died of coronavirus so far. The DBS employee was tested on Tuesday and his infection was confirmed yesterday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey will push Syrian government forces beyond observation post in Idlib by any means necessary. Erdogan further said Turkey will strike Syrian government forces anywhere if one Turkish soldier was hurt and could use air power if needed to be. Addressing the country's parliament in Ankara yesterday, Erdogan said Turkey was determined to push Syrian government forces beyond Turkey's observation post in the northwestern Idlib region by the end of February. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Before wrapping, the headlines once again. Ministry of Finance informs about positive macroeconomic indicators. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiyoda confirms 10% reduction in current budget size. Doctors confirm influenza spread in Sindhupalchok, not coronavirus. And Singapore evacuates 300 employees from largest bank of the Singapore on suspicion of coronavirus. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.